Chapter 14. Lexi peeled out of the parking lot, leaving a cloud of dirt in her wake. Bronson had a good head start, but the road didn't have many intersections, so Lexi figured she could catch up to him if she drove fast enough. I wonder where he is going, and who is with him. Cassie rolled down the window, the crisp air circling through the car. That's him up ahead. They had come to a long straightaway, the taillights of a big black pickup truck signaling to take a right turn were barely visible about a half mile ahead. Lexi stepped on the gas, praying the police had already met their speeding ticket quota for the month. She lucked out, and the light was green when she got to the intersection. She turned right and saw Bronson's truck about three cars ahead. They followed him straight down the road, taking a left when he did, but being careful to stay a few cars behind. Lexi was surprised when he pulled into the upscale condo unit on the edge of town. I wonder what he would want here. Don't follow directly behind him, it's too obvious, Cassie said. Go down this side road. We can keep an eye on where his truck is going by watching between the buildings. They didn't have to go far. Bronson stopped about a half mile in. Lexi did the same. She held her breath as she watched his passenger door open. That's Candace, she said excitedly. The girls watched through Cassie's open window as Candace produced a set of keys from her purse, then disappeared from view, presumably making her way to the front door of one of the condos. She must live here, Lexi said, staring at the back of the condo unit, which Candace had just entered. She noticed a big black cat skulking around in the grass between the two buildings. Unfortunately, Sprinkles must have noticed it too. In a blur of white fur, the little dog launched herself out Cassie's open window, charging full speed after the cat. Lexi jumped out of the car in pursuit. Sprinkles, come back! Lexi felt a jolt of panic when she saw the dog disappear around a corner. She tried to run even faster. Her stilettos sinking into the soft ground slowed her down, and it took a few seconds before she made it around the corner. Her heart sank. The dog was nowhere to be seen. Then she heard Sprinkles give a playful bark. She turned toward the sound and saw Sprinkles inside one of the condos. The sliding glass door was opened, and Sprinkles must have run in. A woman sat on the couch, her head bent down as she petted the dog. Lexi stepped partway into the condo. Sprinkles, you almost gave me a heart attack, she gasped between breaths. Sprinkles saw her and ran over. Lexi bent down, scooping the dog up into her arms, her cheeks growing warm with embarrassment for the dog's behavior. I'm so sorry, she started to say. Then her breath caught in her throat as the woman looked up, and she saw who it was. Candace. The two women stared at each other for a few seconds. Hey, you're that nosy baker. What are you doing here? Nosy baker? My dog got away? Lexi pointed to Sprinkles. Yeah, but what were you doing here in the first place? Were you spying on me? Candace stood, taking a step forward, her eyes narrowed to slits. Lexi felt her heart clutch in fear. No, we were taking Sprinkles, she said, pointing to the dog again, for a walk, and then went for a drive and ended up here. That was mostly true, Lexi thought, mentally crossing her fingers. Candace did not look convinced. Lexi glanced around the living room of the small condo. It was full of boxes and clutter. Are you moving? Candace snorted, crossing her arms over her chest. Of course I am. My employer was murdered, so now I have no job. So if you don't mind leaving, I'll get back to packing. She spat the words out with such hatred that Lexi backed up a step and stumbled against one of the boxes. It teetered over, the shoes inside threatening to spill out. Lexi put her hand out to stop the box from falling and couldn't help but take a peek at the shoes. She noticed one pair on the top, a gorgeous purple suede with pointy toes. Too bad, one of the toes was ruined with a brownish stain. The stain was just on the tip of the toe, and extended underneath on the bottom of the shoe, where the tan sole showed the true color. Red. Red, like blood. Lexi felt a chill trickle up her spine. She clutched Sprinkles closer, putting her finger on her eye to keep it from twitching. "Why are you still here?" Candace asked, waving her hands at Lexi to shoo her out the door. Something on Candace's hand caught Lexi's eye. It was a large, shiny ring. A ring with a canary yellow cushion-cut diamond, just like the one in Chastine's brooch. Lexi backed out the door without a word and bolted for the car.
"I think Candace is the killer."
Lexi could barely get the words out between gasps. Cassie's eyebrows shot up. "What happened out there?" Lexi took a few deep breaths.
"I ran into Candace. Sprinkles was in her condo. She's packing to move."
"That hardly makes her a killer."
"That's not it."
Lexi took another deep breath.
"While I was there, I noticed some shoes with blood on the tip, and she had a ring on which had the same stones as the brooch that was missing from Chastine's blouse."
"Wow, that does sound convincing. Should we call the police?"
Lexi grabbed her purse out of the back seat and rummaged in it for her phone, then punched the speed dial number for Jack. She felt her breathing going back to normal as she listened to it ring and ring and ring. She snapped the phone shut when it went to his voicemail.
"No answer."
Cassie whipped out her phone.
"Let me see if I can get them."
Lexi watched her punch in a few numbers, then put the phone up to her ear.
"Hi, John. Good."
"No, actually, I'm calling because Lexi seems to have uncovered the murderer of Chastine Johnson."
"Yes, she has evidence."
"Okay, see you in a bit."
"Who is that?"
"John, darling. He said to come in right away so they could take a statement."
She turned to Lexi, an innocent look on her face.
"You're not the only one with an in at the police department."